Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm Mike Harrison. Welcome to the show. And yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. Well, Del Walmsley's out enjoying a well-deserved vacation. Like, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I know he's having a great time, so I'm filling in. I'm one of the other Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Radio Show hosts, along with the great Al Gordon and the great Andy Webb. Maybe you've caught our shows in the past, depending on what part of the country you're in. Mine particularly play on Saturdays and Mondays. Again, it varies by market, but truly the easiest way to catch us is that podcast app. Just reach in your phone and subscribe to the show. It's free to subscribe. If you like the show, I'd like to ask a favor, please share the show. Now, I'm a real estate investor, and yes, I learned effective real estate investing from Lifestyles Unlimited. I live in Dallas-Fort Worth, center of the world, it seems at times. Tell you what, it's a hot center of the world right now, but I don't just invest in Texas. I started out just investing in Texas, and then really my horizons expanded. I invest over the country, many investments outside of Texas, but I started in 2011 by myself, the lone cowboy, just trying to purchase that first rental, and I did. I really didn't know what the heck I was doing. 2011, way back when, bought a really nice house, stumbled through it, still made money as an owner of real estate, but I was humble enough to realize, man, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I need to really learn this stuff if I'm going to get serious about it. I mean, after all, it was only my retirement I was trying to take care of by buying real estate. I know a lot of you out there have started as such. But yeah, I bought it by myself, 2011, didn't have a team, didn't have any knowledge, winged it, struggled for 2 years, came to Lifestyles Unlimited, joined, got educated, and Lifestyles Unlimited, founded by Del Walmsley, who normally is sitting right here in this seat, and wow, kind of sir, a lot of serendipity, even thinking about the fact that I'm filling in for Del. What an amazing 10-15 year run I've had as a real estate investor, but everything I learned from Del really changed my life. But once I understood what I was doing, once I had a direction, once I had a strategy, once I had education, you know what I did over the next 3.5 years after joining Lifestyles Unlimited? 3.5 years. How short does that sound to many of you? Where were you 3.5 years ago? Well, in 3.5 years, I added $50,000 in passive income, annual passive income, tax-free to my life. I knuckled down. I purchased 11 single-family rental properties and created just under $50,000 in annual income. Would you give 3.5 years to change your life? Would you give 10 years to change your life? What would you do for that? I'm here to tell you, with the correct mindset, discipline, yes, what we do takes discipline, strategy, education. You got to know what you're doing. Boy, education made all the difference in the world. How many people can say that? I'm sure quite a few. The right education, not the wrong education. There's a difference. I've done a complete show on the right. There's a lot of wrong information out there, right? Supposedly, we live in the information age. When you look back through history, you have all these various ages, right? Follow me. You have the Stone Age, the Bronze Age. We're in the information age? Are you kidding me? There's so much bad information out there. But yeah, the right information's important. But once you have that, once you knuckle down, once you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to change my direction, because the same old, working, scrimping, saving, I'm not going to have much of a retirement. That's the sad fact. I think most of you are starting to figure that out. Just look at average 401k savings, average retirement savings. People, you can't save your way to retirement. You have to invest your way to retirement. Retirement's a financial condition, and that's why we invest in real estate and So thankful I learned a proper education from Del Walmsley. But let's get to the show. I'm here to tell you the sad fact is most people just will not invest in real estate. They just won't do it. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone. They just want to keep plugging away, right? I know it's not working, but I'd rather just be comfortable getting by, right, an okay life, than having to turn my entire life upside down as these people view it and begin investing in real estate. I'm here to tell you it's not that big of a deal. It's just a different mindset. Am I going to put my money in stocks or 401ks and play that game and live at the mercy of Wall Street in Washington, D.C.? Or am I going to go buy a tangible cash flowing asset that pays me money each and every month? There is a difference. Think about it. You can take your money and you can go buy a mutual fund. I don't know, whatever, the Fidelity 500 Index, right? It's a popular fund, the Fidelity Contra Fund. Yeah, I was a stock guy. I was a mutual fund guy until I realized what a shell game that was. But yeah, you can put your money in there, or you can take the same amount of money, believe it or not, and you can go buy an asset, an investment, and that investment actually pays you each and every month. What a complete 180. We've been programmed to think you just put your money in this hole, then you wait till you're old and gray and broken, and then suddenly it's going to be a lot more money. And boy, honey, we're going to be able to do everything we always deferred and wanted to do when we were raising those kids, but now we're rich and we can do it. It's a fallacy. So yeah, we choose to put our money in assets that actually pay us instead of us paying them. But again, my show is most people will never do this. For whatever reason, there's a myriad of excuses, really a bunch of lame excuses when we dig into it. Yeah, I'll be harsh sometimes. And I'm going to do that show today. I'm going to hit all the excuses. You may want to come back, save this show, find it on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Go to that podcast app. But I'm going to go through these excuses. Why? Because I might hit on yours. I tell you what, a couple of these are the ones that held me back. It took me a few years of listening to the radio show and at least 5 or 6 years of just that mental thought going, man, I'd sure like to own some real estate one day. I'd love to have some rental properties. And just took me forever. And I finally pulled the trigger, but no one did it slower than me. I don't even think I'm very good at it. And here I am. Wow, I'm in Del Walmsley's seat. it's nice. It's awesome. I guess maybe I listened and maybe I paid attention. And more importantly, maybe I took action. But in the next segment, stick with me. I'm going to go through just every excuse I can think of. I took a pen and I wrote them down because I want to cover all the reasons why everyone says, nope, I'm not investing in real estate. I'm staying right where I am. In fact, you know what the first excuse is? You know what number one is? People look at their 401k or their IRA or their retirement savings, and these are the 10% that actually have been putting money in there. They're going to say, hey, my 401k is doing great. My IRA is great. Why should I look at real estate? Okay, I've heard this since 2011. The real estate, it's complicated. I like my 401k because it's mindless. I make a paycheck at work. They pull a certain percentage out. They put it into my 401k funds. I don't have to deal with it. It's absolutely mindless. Now, what I want to tell you is about the stock market, and no one believes it will go down when it's on a run. No one believes it. Everyone just, it gets more hyper and more hyper and more hyper. And then all of a sudden, what happens? They have that event that they call a correction. I have two questions. One, how much did your 401k or IRA pay you last month? And that always kind of throws people, like, they look at me like, are you from Mars? What are you talking about? And I go, you know, but like, did you get a $600 check, a $2,000 check? I mean, you know, for last month, what'd you get paid? It doesn't pay me. Oh, what did you put into it? Well, you know, 15% of my income, but it doesn't pay you? What kind of investment's that? So I'm kind of, it's a reverse psychology, so to speak. Well, the answer is it doesn't pay you. You put money in there, and then when you're old and broken, You pull a portion out. The government taxes it as ordinary income. And then you go spend what you have left, and that's your retirement. The second thing I want to tell you is, and I thought about this literally well over a decade, if you don't have $4 million, $4 million, don't wreck your car if you're listening to me. If you don't have $4 million in your retirement funds when you decide to retire, it's not enough. And you may be going, well, Mike, that's a huge number. Now let's break it down. Experts say 4%. Some of them are even changing their number 3%. You pull that out and supposedly you'll never exhaust your nest egg, right? So you can only take four because you don't want to run out of money till you die. And yes, people are living to be 95, 100, 105 years old. So you take 4%, 4% of $4 million. Answer, please. $160,000 a year. That's what you have to live on. Uncle Sam comes and gets his. Let's call it 120, maybe a little less. $10,000 a month. That's your retirement. Hey, Mike, that sounds pretty good. I'll do that. Well, if you made $4 million, that sounds good to you, and you can squeeze your life in a $10,000 a month box, knock yourself out. Life won't get cheaper 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. So that's my argument against the 401k IRA. My wealth grows each and every year. My passive income grows each and every year. My asset base grows each and every year. I make more money. I will make more money next year than I made this year, and so on. It's different. So the 401k with me doesn't hold water. Next excuse, drum roll please, I don't understand real estate investing. Okay, I get it. Neither did I. I thought I did, right? Buy property, lease property, make money, maybe, maybe not. Education is important. That's why Lifestyles Unlimited was founded. Look, there's a lot of education sources out there. Not just Lifestyles Unlimited. We're truly, and I've looked at others, the best in the country. And I'm not just saying that. A lot of people are saying that. But real estate, at the end of the day, is no different than other investments that we track returns. We track the gains. We track the cash flow. It's a business. It is different that our assets are tangible. They're not pieces of paper. Every investment I own has an address. Real estate has accounted for more millionaires than any other investment vehicle on the planet. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we haven't invented some kind of catchy new way to do something. No, we're just using the same principles of real estate investment that people have been using for hundreds of years. Ben Franklin talked about these 250 years ago. It's the same principles. We're making money five different ways. We're not relying on, you know, you take a stock, for example. I have to buy a stock at X and hope it goes to Y and then sell at Y, right? And we hope that Y is greater than X and that provides a profit. And then we pay a percentage of the profits on that. Real estate's so different. We buy a property. It's going to have natural appreciation. We put a resident in there. The resident pays the rent. We pay all the other associated bills. So really the resident's paying the mortgage. We've got tax advantages. The greatest tax advantages are to real estate owners. So yeah, there's not a heck of a lot to understand, but I'll tell you, we teach it and it's simple once you get into it. Excuse number three, you have a great job and you make very nice W-2 income. Okay, friends, you're bringing $200,000 a year. That's why you don't want to invest in real estate. That's one source of income. You have one source of income. A job is great until the second it's not, okay? Having a great job, if you're making great money, that's even more of a reason to add some real estate to your portfolio. Warren Buffett will tell you there's nothing more dangerous than having one stream of income. I personally have almost 30 streams of income. 30 streams of income. If one goes away, am I worried? No, I've got 29 more and I'm going to add two or three more before the end of the year. So if you've got a great job and you've got money, that's even more of a reason now. And I will share with you, I was a middle manager, corporate America, and managed a really large book of sales. I had reps that worked for me. Corporate America is great until the nanosecond it's not. You get a new president, the guy or the gal always want to reshape things in their image and change this and change that and change the commission plan. I've seen it. But those of you with great incomes, what gets in the way of a great life? a good life. And you have a good life, but do you have a great life? And what are you going to do to replace that $200,000 a year, right? If you got a $200,000 a year job, I bet you have a $200,000 a year lifestyle. You better be adding some extra streams of income. So that's even more of an excuse. That's not less of an excuse. Number four, downturn in real estate. I've been reading about market downturns in real estate, obviously. Do they happen? Sure. But these are the same people that invest in stocks because they're afraid of a real estate market turndown. Are you picking up what I'm saying here? I don't want to invest in real estate, so I invest in stocks because I'm scared that the value of real estate will drop. Oh, does the stock market never go down? Oh, of course not. No, it never happens. Yeah. Look, we actually do better in downturns. Adversity creates opportunity. So when there's a downturn, we're able to buy assets for a greater, a better number than before. And by the way, we have residents in our assets. Rent's due on the first. We don't sell when it's bad. So we do fine during the downturns. More on the other side.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Del Wamsley's on a well-deserved vacation, and I'm filling in or doing my best to fill in for Del, and I'm doing a reverse show, so to speak. Bottom line is, once I came to Lifestyles Unlimited and I got educated and found an effective way to properly invest in real estate, for the next 3.5 years, thanks to Dale's teaching, I changed my life. I added $50,000 a year in passive income in 3.5 years. So rather rapidly, once I knuckled down, I purchased 11 single-family rental properties. I had one prior to that that I tried to do on my own. Was humble enough to say, you know what, there's something here, but don't be a cowboy, right? Go be humble enough, walk in, go learn a system, go get educated. And that's exactly what I did. Now, I didn't just stop after 3.5 years. I really continued chugging away, and it's been a fun ride. And here I am doing my best to share my knowledge with you on the Del Wamsley Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments, reach out to me. I'll respond personally. My email is askmike@luinc.com. But what I want to get through is all the broken excuses why people say, well, I just don't understand. I don't want to invest in real estate. I'm afraid of real estate. I'm here to tell you it is life-changing, and it's really not difficult at all. It's a very basic, simple system, and it's built around profound financial facts, right? Rules, laws that haven't changed for hundreds of years. That's how we invest around those laws. But I've had people say, I don't want to invest in real estate because I'm afraid of a real estate market downturn. Yeah, 2008 through 2010 was an incredible market downturn. Do I wish that would happen again? Drum roll, please. Yes, bring it. We made more money from 2008 to 2010. Now, I wasn't investing during that time, but I have some friends that were. They were buying rental properties for zero down. Now, you may say, well, Mike, people were getting kicked out of their houses. Yeah, they were getting kicked out of their mortgage. They had a family. What was the first thing they did? They found a place to rent. Who supplied that? We did. When we went to the bank, we said, we'll take this house, this house, this house, this house. How much do you need out of pocket? The bank said, well, on a lot of those, you don't have to give us anything. Would you just take the house and rent it and cover, you know, whatever on that, but zero out of pocket? There'll still be a mortgage. They're not giving us the house for free. You have to understand that. But there was a mortgage, but the mortgage obviously was such that it was less than 80% of the value, so that essentially the extra value on paper made up for the down payment. So we were picking those up for zero down. It's a little more complicated than that, but yeah, people were picking up properties for zero out of pocket. Some people for $5,000 out of pocket, $10,000 out of pocket. We're talking about nice properties. The first thing they were doing was renting it to people who needed a place to live because they couldn't afford to pay their mortgage. Yeah, you make more money during the downturns. Now, that's a ruthless way to think of it, but whatever the market is, we do just fine. So don't tell me you're afraid of real estate because the market downturn. You should be saying I'm drooling because I would like to see a market downturn so I can pick up more real estate. Now, that's drastic, and I don't think 2008, 2010 will happen again, at least not in my lifetime. But yeah, market dips, value of real estate goes down, what, 6, 7, 8%? We still have a resident living in our property. We still have residents living in our apartment communities. We don't sell during that time. One of our primary ways we're making money is on the rent, when the rent's paid, the monthly cash flow. Now, here's another reason, and I've actually talked to people that this has happened to them, but people will say, my financial advisor at fill in the blank with whatever firm you want, right? Tune into the next golf tournament and you'll see 30 of them there. Edward Jones, Fidelity, Charles Schwab, whatever. You know, Mike, I called my financial advisor. I was talking to him about this real estate thing and told him I wanted to buy a few rental properties. And you know what he told me? He said, no way. Don't you dare pull any money out of the funds that you have here at XYZ Management Company to go buy real estate. Well, of course they said no. You know how those people get paid? They get paid a commission off of your portfolio. So the last thing they want to hear is, hey, I'm going to reduce the size of my portfolio because I want to manage my own money and purchase my own tangible assets and handle it all over here. And I'm going to take it out of your hands, Joe Schmo, financial advisor. All they're hearing is, I'm getting a pay cut. So yeah, if I'm a financial advisor and I'm managing six figures, seven figures for you, and I've got it all in stocks and mutual funds and bonds, etc., all these financial instruments, and you come to me and you go, Mike, I'd like to take $300,000 out and go buy a few rental properties. I'm going to do my song and dance. I'm going to put my sales hat on and sell you on 38 reasons why you shouldn't do it. So of course they're going to say no. Why don't you go ask somebody that is doing what you want to do? Go get advice from someone that is a real estate investor, that is a successful real estate investor. Go talk to one, go talk to five, go talk to 20. Get a wealth of information from others, but don't ask the guy that has your money or the gal that has your money invested in the stock market if you should pull money out of your portfolio to buy a completely different asset class. They're going to tell you no every time. Here's my favorite excuse, and it happens to me fairly often. When I first started seeing success as a real estate investor, you know, I tried to tell friends and family and things like that. And the truth is, people closest to you, you don't want to be boring, right? So I don't do that anymore at all. They know what I do. And most of them, many of them, almost all of them, 90%+ are not real estate investors. But let's say I'm at a neighborhood barbecue or a pool party for the kids or whatever, you know, and the dads are at one side and we're drinking a few beers and the ladies are over here and somebody finds out that I have rental properties. It's hilarious when this happens because there's always somebody that is tripping over themselves, like stumbling across. Harrison, I heard you owned rental properties. Oh my God, my cousin's uncle's neighbor's friend's sister. Let me tell you what, one time they rented a property out in the country. They were moving. They didn't want to sell the farm, so they rented it to a biker gang. Oh my gosh, they went bankrupt. or they had this rental house. Their grandmother left them the house, so they decided to rent it, and they found these guys, and they paid them cash for, in fact, they paid 6 months cash up front. And you know what those people did? Boy, they kicked the house down. They burned part of the shed in the back, burnt down. The cops eventually arrested them. She ended up losing the house because there was a mortgage on it. People love to tell you the terrible tale woe that is 7 degrees from the person it actually happened to. They love to tell you these horrible real estate stories. But these are people that either have done real estate all wrong, they weren't educated, they didn't have a system, or a friend of theirs did, or someone related to them did. And so they think it's important to come tell you about this terrible mishap, this terrible disaster about people doing real estate all wrong. Look, I handle my real estate as a business, not a charity. I'm not into, look, a lease is a contract, and it's a contract between an owner and a resident, also known as a tenant. The tenant has responsibilities and the owner has responsibilities. As soon as either side breaks their responsibility, that lease is null and void. And the bottom line is I get it, it's a human condition, right? No one wants to get out of their comfort zone. You're comfortable and, well, if I change this, then I have to do this, and I have to do this, and then I have to do this, and I'm comfortable. I once had a billionaire tell me, and I've known two in my life, and I've got a buddy that's well on his way to being a third, amazing as that sounds, but I've known two, and one of them pulled me aside one time. Now, he wasn't a billionaire at the time, but he became one rapidly. I had no idea what he was worth. I was just a young kid in my 20s. And we were having lunch, and he said, "Mike, you'll never grow if you don't get out of your comfort zone." And I didn't really understand what he meant at that time, but looking back, he couldn't have been more right. And then when I look back on his career, he's not with us anymore, I say, man, this guy was always getting out of his comfort zone. Once they kind of completed something within his business, he would open a sister business or something like Kind or a different division or something along those lines. And that's really what it's about, is people don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And then a lot of people think, well, my age, you know, it's not for me. And I'll tell you, there's no such thing as being too old to invest in real estate. It's just another asset class, right? We're just throwing it into something different that makes money in a totally different way and has these tax advantages and this cash flow and this natural appreciation. And by the way, we buy it distressed. So as soon as we fix that property up, we get a little pop there. A lot of people don't understand the difference between wealth and unrealized income, right? Just because my wealth isn't in the tangible form of a Ben Franklin or a dollar bank doesn't mean that my wealth doesn't exist. When you go to the front door, that's part of my wealth. When you walk in, that flooring is part of my wealth. When you look up the ceiling, that's part of my wealth. It's unrealized. The pipes behind the wall, that's part of my wealth. Guess who sees it, though? You know who sees it? You may not see it. I promise you, your bank sees it. When you fill out a personal financial statement and you bring that to your bank or your lender and they do their research, they see it. Hey, you have 12 rental properties. Oh, look here. It looks like the equity, the value of those properties is X. Let's call it $2.4 million or $3 million. Oh, but you only owe $1.2 million. You know what the difference between $1.2 and $3 million is? It's called net worth. The bank recognizes it. Is it in the value of dollars? No, it's in the value of sticks, bricks, shingles, flooring, part of your backyard, all of it. It is a form of wealth. And it was hard for me. It took me 40 years to learn this, okay? I get it. If you're just listening to me for 3 minutes, you're like, who is this guy on the Del Walmsley radio show? Well, I'm the guy that was sitting in class, was it April 18th, 2013? I think that was the date, Saturday, I got it written down. It's either April 13th or April 18th. I think it was April 18th, 2013. And I went to the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Seminar, and Del Walmsley himself was teaching it. And I thought I was pretty good financially. I read Money Magazine, I read Business, I read The Economist. My dad would buy me The Economist magazine as a Christmas present every year. And I love my dad. He's not with us. But, man, it's a tough read. You can pick up a few articles here, worldwide finance. So I thought it was pretty good. I can navigate the Barron's newspaper, a Wall Street Journal. Man, I got, Dell basically did a flying back kick to my face. Wham! You don't know what you're doing. And I owned a rental property. But just the strategies I learned, making money five different ways. Who ever thought? My first rental property, I thought the only way you made money was when the resident paid the rent and then you paid anything associated with it. Of course, I paid cash for that house. So I thought, man, I made $1,600 this month. Well, truth was, it was in a self-directed IRA. Mike Harrison didn't make $1,600 that month. My self-directed IRA made $1,600 a month. Wah, wah. But I didn't know. I didn't know any better. So, yeah, I was doing it all wrong. Next excuse I hear a lot is people go, I don't have the time. When I had my 11 properties, it took me about 90 minutes each month to do the books, really. That's all I was doing. Rehab, it's a phone call, it's an email, it's setting some things up. I had three young children. I had a corporate job that was intense. I had a lot of travel. 3.5 years, purchased those 11 properties, managed those 11 properties, did the whole process. They were distressed properties. Doesn't take that much time. A few hours on weekends, a few calls, a couple drive-bys. Not that big of a deal, guys. It's a lot of email, phone time, review, and doing some accounting. But once you get those properties stabilized, literally it's third Saturday every month. That was my routine. Up at 8, pour a cup of coffee. By 9:30, I'm done. Now I can go hit the yard, mow the yard, work in the yard, trim the trees, bushes, all that good stuff. I like to shut it down about 2 o'clock, do a little pool time, maybe a little college football on TV, that sort of thing. That was my routine. You don't have the time, doesn't hold water. A lot of people have a lot more time than I did. The people that say they don't have time, when you grab their phone and you go, okay, what's your screen time? You know how our iPhones, our smartphones track our screen time? You go, okay, what was your screen time? Let's pull it up. 4 hours and 28 minutes last week. 4 hours and 28 minutes a day. That's a part-time job. These are the people saying they don't have time for real estate. Another big excuse, people say they don't want to borrow money. Okay, Dave Ramsey, I was in that boat. Look, there's a difference between investment debt and conventional debt. I want millions of investment debt because we make money borrowing. But along the way, we always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.